Let us pledge to each other, with this great lady looking on, that we can, and so help us God, we will make America great again.
And we will make America great again!
All right, good evening. It is Wednesday night, August 15, 2018, and you are listening to Patriots Fight, our conservative talk program here on MBR. This is, this has been an unbelievable day today with Q and with just general world news. And so we've got a lot to cover, and so much so I don't think we're going to be able to get through all of it tonight. But we're going to give it a shot, and I'm sure that we're going to get extremely passionately involved. Let me get our crew in here this evening and see how things are going. Is this crazy or what?
A bit.
Right? It's a lot. We were just talking. There was so much. I mean, we came on doing mic checks and all that kind of stuff, and we were just all of a sudden just like, blah. We got all this stuff that we had to talk about, and we were discussing when we woke up this morning. There was one piece of news, and we thought that's the big piece of news. And then as the day went on and into this evening, forget that. I mean, it's like everything suddenly just came out. So let's hit this morning, and then we'll kind of go from there. So we wake up this morning, and we get news on our stations, okay? And I'm assuming most of us were watching something like Fox or something like that. But and we're hearing about the DISIS. And, I mean, we had been hearing about this before, but the report came out. And because the report came out, now it was no longer theory, now it was actualization of this stuff. 880-something pages. And even that was redacted. But it reveals 300-something priests, over 1,000 victims, over a period of 70-75 years. And it's grisly, gruesome stuff. Everything that we theorized about priests in the Catholic Church, really. But it's real. And the names of the priests are attached to their crimes. Page after page after page in this thing. Shocked.
I know. And little details on the crime, too.
Yes.
I don't want to be specific about it, but how specific they got.
Yeah.
When the report was something that I was like, wow, this is really coming out.
And there was just a few pages per priest. So it was highlights of what they did.
Yeah.
And you still end up with nearly 900 pages. But yeah, I mean, we don't have to get too gruesome in it, but I mean this is a program where we tell what we see. You know, this isn't theory. And we are talking about, I mean, some of the highlights in this thing, we're talking about. There were porno films being made in the diocese. Okay, not just of the children or with the children, but actually in sanctuaries. The vast majority of the victims were little boys.
Yeah.
And it was far beyond sodomy. It was also oral rape,
I mean,
as well.
Yeah.
These kids were being paid off. In a lot of cases, they were being paid off with jewelry and things. The average age was like between 9 and like 12, I think, is what that's what I've summarized from what I have the report, and I couldn't. I mean, I flipped through a little bit of it and read a few things, and it was like, I just had to walk away from it. I couldn't do it.
Same here.
You know, and we've gone through a lot of stuff in the last 9 or 10 months that we've found and we've read about, and I've read in total, even on air. I can't. I mean, I can't even bring myself to summarize, to do the summary at the beginning of this thing. I can't read it on air. I just won't. It's, and I don't think it's necessary. But
it's not necessary,
yeah,
right?
It's
I mean,
not.
People
it's
can't
not.
Do go and do the research just as well as
yeah,
we did it.
Exactly.
To look. But
and if you don't want to do that, like, there's 3 and 4 minute long summary videos that people have, yeah, have provided too. So,
to quote Q, the choice to know is yours.
You right.
Know, like we're telling right. you this information's out there. If you really want to get into the nitty gritty, be our guest.
Yeah. I mean, and Patrick, you can confirm just with our little group. Man, we've gone down some dark holes.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, to the point where I've actually had to check out. And be, you guys have fun with that.
I'll right.
talk to you tomorrow.
Exactly. And at first, there was this nervous humor behind some of the stuff that we would find. And it's like, yeah, don't go there, you know, and make sure you don't, you know, make this visit again. But this one just takes the cake. I guess because it's not speculation. At this point, it's not, you know, where there's this pending video of something coming out. It's not that kind of a thing. It is when you've got names of people and their activities and it's legal documents and the church itself is kind of coming out. And I guess this is the thing. And Storm, we started talking about this right before we went on air. The thing, the concern is the Vatican. This is not... this is not just, you know, a handful of priests were found. This is over 7 decades. None of
right,
it...
Which
none
is,
of
gen- it, is generational, right?
Generational, seven, okay.
Right.
And, I mean, some of these victims are in their 60s now.
Right.
And the Vatican has been silent this entire time.
Right.
And I didn't do the research, and maybe y'all know, I don't know how many popes we've been through in that 70-something year time period. But it doesn't really matter.
No.
Okay? It's because the church has been silent.
Yeah, so, and that's yeah. I think that's the one point that I was making with you, me being born Catholic and having so many Catholics in my family that I have not been able to turn their antennas towards this ever.
Yeah.
I take this very personally in the sense that when it's 70 years and it's over 1,000 children, that means it's not only systemic, but it's something that is part of the church.
Yeah.
That no matter who the bishop is, no matter who the pope is, no matter who the priest is of that congregation, that's just something they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It has been accepted. Yeah.
In 70 years over 1,000 children, it's just like that is something we do. Some families, they will roast a pig every month.
Right.
There are several traditions, right? Some
right.
families they will
right.
go for camping every summer. Here at this congregation, we do this. And we do this by the bucket loads. We do this by the 70-year strong and so far as how long we've been doing it. Mm-hmm. And we do this in the thousands.
And what gets me is that the church has, over my lifetime, they've used examples of, well, we've had dark days in the past. And they use that as, well, you can look at ancient history of the Vatican. And you'll see popes, you know, papacies that were really very demented and very dark. And you can look it up. I mean, I've got a thick book on just the history of that. And generation, you know, those kind of things is different. That you've had dark ages in the church. But you can't use that example when you're not talking ancient history now. See... It's not ancient history. You cannot point the finger and go, well, but think about how bad it used to be. You know, no. This is the modern church. This is 20th and 21st right. century Catholicism. So forget about what the history has been, whether it was this kind of thing or not. This is what it is now. And so
exactly.
it's got to be dealt with as a modern issue, not anything else. And it granted, it is systemic in the sense that all this proves is that there really hasn't been a valid long extended period of the Catholic Church where they have not been in scandal.
Right.
Going back to second century at least, A.D. And there are arguments to be made, you know, in the early days of it, but I mean, as far as legitimately known dark popes and dark periods, at least 2nd, 3rd century.
So, I mean, 31 you know,
1600
bishops,
years,
in
yeah.
Chile, right?
Yeah, well,
right
yeah, that should be one warning.
Bishops in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
31 bishops in Chile stepping down.
Yeah.
Every single bishop they had in the whole country had
That's
to
right.
step down.
That's right. Now, for those that are listening that don't understand, I guess the ramifications from us is, yes, we've heard these kind of things throughout our lifetimes and whatever. It's been rumor. But we also, we're not shocked by the fact this came out, not just because you hear rumors of in things in the Catholic Church all this time, but Q also told us back in April that
right.
May would be a very bad month for the Pope.
The Pope will have a terrible May.
The Pope will have a terrible May. And it is in May that all of this began to really truly get unearthed. That the Australian Council met and had their issues down there in May. And then Chile came out. And all of that was brewing in May. Now what we're seeing is the aftermath of it and the report coming out. So we were prepared for this, that something major is going to happen and it's going to be really sick and it's going to be really bad back in April because of Q. So for those people that are thinking, well, this stuff's just going to come out anyway. No, no, no. We knew. This is just another verification of Q.
Right.
It really is.
The smartest base dweller on the planet.
Yeah. Yes. Now, right. And I'm going to use that moment to interject this thing. You know, today was the first day that my students came back, and I had one of my juniors, when the class was over, you know, we were just chatting about how her summer went and everything, and she said, yeah, and, you know, we've had a lot of things going on, and she said, and, you know, my mom has gotten really actively involved with, and she just paused for a second, I'm thinking, what is she about to tell me? And she said, well, she started following this Q group. Okay. Yeah. And I just looked at her and I'm like, welcome to the club. I've been doing it since November. And she just looked at me and I said, yeah, this is where all my stuff's been coming from.
Oh, wow.
So I said, so I'm sure we've got a lot to talk about this school year. And I reminded her, I said, you know, my radio program that I do, we're going to be on tonight. You might let your mom know. So she was writing down patriotsfight.com and, you know, and all that kind of thing. And I wasn't really completely prepared for day one with my students for the mainstream Q to be quite that mainstream.
right,
you know, and it's like, wow, this happened quick.
Comes right out.
You know, so yeah, it's first like, day, and then it's just, yeah. Do you know about Q? It's like Fight Club. You know. Yeah. Do you know Tyler Durden? You know, and so yeah, it's hit. I mean, it's definitely hit in full stream, and I'm just standing there thinking, yeah. So. I guess I get to wear my Q shirt this year. Do what?
You're going to have to now.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I was just going to say, I don't know why I feel the need to say this, but I do think it needs that evil people, regardless of what position they hold in society, they have this really need to destroy things that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know what the deal is. Like, good people are totally happy to be evil people over in the corner. You just don't mess with us.
We won't. Right.
But evil, like when you're talking about stuff that was happening, not only like with the Catholic Church, not only was there this sexual abuse going on, it was going on inside building. Like, there's actually a ritualistic aspect to that, right, on their part, in their mindset.
Yeah.
Like, they want to, because I really do believe that a lot of these connected to Satan, and his whole thing is trying to destroy innocence.
Oh, yeah.
Screw people over. Destroy the purity, the goodness that there is that's out there.
And that's right.
For them, like, that actually is, like, one of the reasons why they do stuff like that. Like, I really honestly don't think that this was a case of, you know, some creepy old men who couldn't keep their hands.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They were doing this stuff on purpose.
No. And they these, exactly and these, a lot of these priests were young because, I mean, because some, you know, a number of these priests are still very much targets today that, you know, I mean, they're, I mean, over the course of those 70 years, yeah, they're old now, but no, they were not old at the time. Many of them were not.
Patrick, that's my thesis, by the way. My thesis is the Catholic Church co-opted Christianity, built temples on top of pagan temples. From day one, it's been a satanic venture.
It's sad, but it really was. You're right. They kidnapped the Christian faith.
Going to what you are saying to the purity, I mean, you look at the ages of the kids involved in this 1,000 kids strong that was going on, and they're all 12 and under. Why 12 and under? Because you can almost guarantee that they are still virgins, they're still pure.
Yep.
They're not interested in souls that have already experienced sexuality. They're interested in destroying and perverting sexuality for that person for the rest of their lives.
Right. And part of their drive and their thrill and their ecstasy comes from the fact that they are the ones that that bring that knowledge to them. Yeah.
It's as sick and twisted as it comes.
Is. Yeah.
And to tie it to Q and to people that think we're LARPing here. I think it's quite interesting as we watch this. And I think you guys are both way more. You guys get the Q drops way more than I do. But it really is starting to feel now the way it went on today, like in being on the attack for the last few weeks. This really now feels like a extremely well coordinated intelligence, military, strategic effort that has been building. And today, the last few days, and especially today with the Vanderbilts and everything, is like, and now we're on the attack. Here we go. Yeah. And this is D-Day. This is Normandy. Yeah. This is whatever metaphor you want to use for it. It's full on now, full blast.
That's right. Well, and what's ironic is that, you know, when the diocese thing came out this morning, I started having conversations with people throughout the day and was mentioning about some of this. And I said, well, you know, you know that there are other steps to all this, because one of the articles that came out that we ran across was there's a website out there, and I can't remember exactly the address, and y'all may have seen it as well, but it's called humanleather.org. And it means exactly what you think it means. It is a website. It's a website that literally makes things out of human skin, right? And I had passed that on to somebody, and they're like, "You got to be kidding me! This is real. People really do this. You mean like we've become Hannibal?" And I said, "No. We haven't become Hannibal. It's been this way for a very long time." Yeah. And I started mentioning people like Ed Gein, who was the basis for Psycho, and the Nazis and the lampshades and the things that were made during World War II and pre-World War II. And you go back centuries ago, and then I brought up the red shoes. And then what do we have at like 6:30, 5:30, whatever, Eastern time? We have the post that specifically mentions, in quotes, red shoes. Okay, and for the listeners that don't understand that, they're like, what is that? Red leather shoes are both symbolically and unfortunately in reality actually made out of human skin. There's right. a tradition of that. It was very difficult to make red leather. And human skin worked better to make that particular tone of leather. And shoemakers and things of that nature. But that goes back, again, to the early days of the papacy. And it became this issue. And it started out within that environment and branched off into other occultic areas. And the big thing now, the big mystery religion that's out there now is follow the red shoes, because all of these folks in these occultic environments that particularly that we have been finding more and more prevalent through Q are red shoe people. And unfortunately, there's an extremely dark story about Macaulay Culkin being told as a young kid the story of Heather O'Rourke. He notices the red shoes of the person telling him this story, and the guy implies his shoes may or may not have been associated with O'Rourke's death and others. And
right.
and you wonder why Macaulay Culkin went from this cute little Home Alone kid to what he is now. And actually, I think it has everything to do with what he was exposed to and what he knows really has happened, and he is still not dealing well with it.
Oh, he was used, abused, and tossed.
Yeah.
No doubt
yeah.
about it. He talks about it.
Yeah. But, yeah, when you see red shoes, they are symbolic of the occult.
And that's why Tom Hanks was the guy with one
the one man with one red shoe. Yes. And like you, Vanderbilt, you've got fashions that are centered around that. And it makes you begin to wonder about a lot of things that you see that are red shoe related. It made me think about Red Wing. And other, you know, it's like, what are they really telling us? And and you don't want to dig too deep, and not everything automatically, you know, it fits into this, but we have to also remember that we live in a world where symbolism is everything. It represents everything. Well, I mean, you see an octagon that's yep. red, we know it's a stop sign. We live our lives off of symbolism. So, what were you going to say, Patrick?
The other part of that is, like, once you know what these symbols are and what they potentially, you start to notice them more often.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even if they're not, like, what you're talking about, like, you might see somebody walking up, he's got a pair of, like, red Nikes.
Right.
Whereas before,
it doesn't make them a pedophile, that. Right, yeah.
Suddenly, yeah, but now suddenly you're like, oh, is that a bad guy? Like, right. I saw this swirl over here and it's blue. Does that mean that's a pedophile store or something? You know what I mean? Like,
right,
they, yeah.
But it does make you think, because before, you had no idea that any of this had any kind of at all.
That's right.
But when you start to see Bill Maher and the Pope and Alex Soros and all of these, like, really wealthy and influential people, mm-hmm. there's even a picture where there's, like, a bunch of men standing around and the
yes.
camera's pointed at the ground and every single one of them has red shoes.
That's right. And they're intentionally right. having a photo made of themselves joke. With those shoes. That's right. Yep. It was
kind
intentional.
Proud of it.
Yep. And only yeah, only the people in that society are going to know what those red shoes mean.
Right. And they're standing on the checker floor,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Masonry. They're That's standing right. on the checker floor. I think it's Tony Podesta, right?
Not yes, John, but Tony it's Podesta. Tony, yeah.
In yep. the middle of that photo with everybody wearing red. And yeah, absolutely, Patrick.
It is, folks, it is so unbelievably deep. And you what's scary is it's almost like every major conspiracy theory that we've heard throughout our lifetime, suddenly people are going around and going, oh yeah, no, that one's true too. Oh yeah, that's connected. Yeah, it's true. Okay. It's like my kids when I told them that Santa Claus wasn't real.
You know, right, by the way, wears red.
Right. Well, and it used to be red leather. It used to be a red leather suit too.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Yeah, but beyond that, I mean, when I revealed the Santa Claus to my kids, it also unraveled the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny and all these different... It unraveled all of them, right? And that's right. Where we are. The Vatican has been hit, and as a result of that, it's unraveling everything else.
But here's the thing that hit me today. It's the conspiracy within the conspiracy, if you will. What if, guys, because you guys are Christians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What made me really sick to my stomach today? Because the Catholic Church has been the biggest representation worldwide, right? If you ask mm-hmm. a secular person, an atheist, or mm-hmm. a Muslim, or a Jew, who are the Christians of the planet, they're going to point to the Catholic Church.
That's right. It has right? represented Christianity.
It's the biggest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what if this is a Trojan horse? Plan A is to conquer the world with the most satanic church there is.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Under the auspices of Christianity.
Right.
Plan B is to destroy Christianity by exposing the dirt of the Catholic Church.
Right, right. I completely Christian, believe that.
But,
yeah.
Right? But,
I definitely,
just to show
yeah.
everybody.
Yep.
Because... You get what I'm saying?
Guilt
right?
by association as well. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, let's tear down this group and then let's explain that this group is actually the Christian church, which is funny because really for the last few decades, it really hasn't been. Because, and not just in worship methods, but you hear a clear divide where people talk about how they don't say that they're Christian. They say that they're Catholic, or they say that they're Christian.
Right. Right.
But to the general public, to the unchurched public, they see them as being right. the same thing, and it's not.
But that's what I mean.
But you're
because
right. The, it's the symbolism that's there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I agree.
Symbolism. Yep. For co-opting and stealing and usurping Christianity, really, and building all their temples with Christian symbols.
That's right.
If they were to fall, everybody else on the planet who doesn't understand Christianity, who's never read the Bible, who's of a different faith, of no faith, will say, well, you guys are attached to those pedophiles.
Right.
So who are you to stand on some moral high ground here?
Well, and they do the same thing as far as Israel is concerned and Judaism.
Right.
If they could find a way to shoot down Judaism specifically, they would accumulate a need to connect it with the Christians too, because they share historic spots.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. And the goal, I think, the goal for the, if you're going to get end times kind of thinking, and even if you're not, I mean, I think that the goal is, if they could turn the planet into a Muslim thinking planet, they would be happy. It's not about the Muslim church or Muslim faith, I mean, but it's, you think about it, the things that Muslims get accused of doing are the very things that we're talking about right here. The pedophilia within the Catholic community isn't any different than the rumors of the Muslims molesting boys.
But molesting, that's the same with Jewish mysticism, though.
And Jewish mysticism, that's right. But you look at all that. But the one that is growing right now isn't Judaism, the one that's being spread and growing, and we're told we cannot say anything against, is Islam.
Right.
That's become the sacred religion on the planet as far as what the media shows us and tells us.
But Patrick, anything to add to that? I was going to say something to that effect, but I've been stealing the air here.
You're good. I guess it's more just kind of a general comment about Islam in general. It's like the way that the media portrays it, to kind of put a counterbalance, is there's numbers that they don't want us to know about.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... Islam is the fastest growing religion, only the number of, and the way that they do that is the fact that on average most Muslim families have from 5 to 15 children, depending on where they are in the
world. Right.
But when you actually look at the statistics of people who are converting to the religion, Christianity is actually the fastest growing religion.
Not that we'll ever see that, right, in the media. Right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, no, no.
The other part of it is, just like what communism used to be, I really believe that the powers that be are trying to use Islam in the same way. It's like the operating that they want. So 100 years ago, they wanted everybody under communism because they're easy to control. Okay, well, maybe that didn't work. Right, this other oppressive, totalitarian, like full-blown, full-spectrum dominant sort of an ideology like Islam, force it on. Just like what they tried to do with communism. It's an operating control, ultimately.
And in, you know, the use of the term Trojan horse works extremely well with all that too, because the idea is they come into an area. The claim is, no, we're all very loving and accepting. But then they choke out, like locusts coming through an area, they choke out everything that isn't them once they get there. And,
yeah,
and instead of being accepting, they eradicate everything else that isn't them once they get there.
But I'm going really macro here.
Yeah.
You know, Adam and Eve to the end of times. Mm-hmm. And Satan and Satan's plan here, which I obviously am not privy to, but just looking at everything that's going on, to me looks like Islam is being used as the tool right now.
Yes.
In the sense of the whole idea of problem reaction solution.
Right.
Islam will eventually become the problem. They already are, but they need to be concealed right now. Right, we can't talk about them. We don't know the exact numbers. In England, they are called Asian gangs instead of Muslim gangs. And this guy in New Mexico, nobody reported on him being a Muslim.
Right.
So they're concealing for as long as they can, until one day Islam overruns the world. That's the problem. The problem is there is an excessive amount of this extremely caustic, suffocating, right, totalitarian religion or regime masquerading as a religion, really, to quote Admiral Ace Lyons' thing, that this is a political movement masquerading as a religion. And right. When we reach that critical mass and all of us non-react, they'll present the solution, and the solution will be the one world religion.
Right. It won't be, the one world religion will not be Islam. It will be something else. You're right. It will be a new creation. That's right. That's right. So for people listening, don't assume that we're trying to say that the one world religion is going to become Islam. No. You're absolutely completely on target with that, Storm. This is, like you said, the catalyst, the tool that's being used to approach, to push everything to the next stage of the plan.
Right.
And if they could have done it through Christianity, there had been a way for them. Well, they tried, and it was called Catholicism,
right.
right? I mean, it really it is. Right. I mean, they took the pure faith that was started with that and turned it into something else, and it became what we're viewing in Catholicism. And yeah, that didn't work. Obviously, that's failing. And they saw that it was failing, and so, the satanic end of this is, so we're going to use Islam instead, for now.
Right.
For now, you're right. If they could have done it through Buddhism, no, actually, right. they probably would have never, if they could have, they might have, but Buddhism would never have fit into this equation, ever.
No, you need more of the totalitarian aspect that Patrick is talking
and you need
about,
anger.
Right?
There needs to be anger involved in it. Yeah.
Right.
And or passion. Passion is very often misunderstood as something, and
right.
there's people want to assume that they're just passionate about their faith. No, they're angry.
Right.
And I mean, it is, and that is historical, folks. For those of you that never looked it up, never took Bible studies or whatever, or religion studies in general, you have to understand the Islamic faith grew out of an absolute hatred for Judaism/Christianity. They were denied a birthright. And they were always going to hate the rest of this. And so there's a long history that goes in with that. They will never be friends with Judaism or Christianity. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Ever.
To add to that, like, this was my red pill moment back in the day. George Bush saying that Islam is the religion of peace. Well, that, to me, didn't really match up with the fact that we were being sold this story that they just flew a bunch of airplanes to some towers. That isn't. So I started researching Islam. The fact is that for about the first 10 years of Muhammad going around and preaching, it was actually pretty nice what
yes.
he was saying. And he didn't really get a lot of converts. But once he switched the message to, oppress the unbelievers, push them into the middle of the street, cut their heads off, go find them behind rocks, do whatever you want to their children, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. suddenly membership just skyrocketed.
That's right.
And so that is, I mean, at the very, very beginning, and you'll hear Muslims say this, that it's when it started, yes, but basically after the first 10 years were over, it's been the way that it is now all the way back then.
And you see it, and you see it change in the Quran too. You see that shift in the Quran, and even Muhammad made the comment that believe what I tell you now. What I tell you now is the message, and so he backpedals away from his peace days in the early stages to what he became, and so it invalidated the original statements. They fall back on the early part of their text for us, but they live off of the later text in a reality as far as the faith part is concerned. So yeah, it's twisted.
The reason for that, it's called the law of abrogation.
Yes.
Which is the idea that the stuff that came later supersedes the stuff that was earlier.
That's right.
And that's why. I mean, that's Islamic doctrine, not something that I'm making up or anything.
That's right.
Like they
Oh no, it's there.
That they use mm-hmm. the law of abrogation,
and for folks that don't understand that's not unique to them. This is something that's been used through religious groups throughout the centuries. You had the same thing with Joseph Smith in Mormonism, where there were stages of things that happened there too, and the later text became abdication, like you said, over the earlier stages of things, and it does happen. And there are those that make the same statements about Christianity, and they say that the New Testament oversees the Old Testament, and because of that, there are people that believe that the Ten Commandments are no longer valid because they're Old Testament. I mean, I've had family that have said that, oh, the Ten Commandments aren't valid anymore. And I'm thinking, how is reducing it down to two laws? Okay, love your God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay, can you explain to me where either one of those disqualifies the Ten Commandments? Right? It's just a simpler version of explaining that if you do those two, those ten are covered. And it doesn't invalidate anything. But again, it is historic that the older texts and the newer texts tend to do this in religions, and I use that word specifically. Religion is not the same thing as faith, and we talked about this in the last section about how a lot of Hollywood is spiritual, or they're even religious, but they are not faithful, and they're it is very different. Okay, and we don't even have time tonight to go into that kind of thing. But just look the definitions of those things up and see the differences that are there, because there is a lot of that there. But yeah, this is Pandora's box has been opened. It feels like officially today to me.
Oh yeah, it's interesting. Like yesterday, I told my wife, I think we are at the beginning of the end. And this morning, it way more so, and even with these latest drops, with actual showing the art, we are now in the belly of the beast, guys. We are, Q is confirming Pizzagate, like, big time.
Yes.
And going after it, right?
Yeah.
We're in the red shoes and the boys painted in the swimming pool. We're inside the swimming pool.
Well, and we're mixing two worlds in there. For those that don't know, Gloria Vanderbilt, who's in the photos in these drops today, one of the two children on the bed with her in those posts is the young Anderson Cooper.
Right.
Okay, for those that don't make that connection, she is their mother. She is Anderson Cooper's mother. So he was raised in this environment. So if you wonder why he's so anti so many things that you think of when you think of conservatism or Trump or whatever, this is why. Okay? And it also explains the images of, what is it, the little, whatever the little girl is that he has the cutout of in the one photo.
Oh, yeah.
I leave one, I don't know, Boo Boo, whatever it is. I don't know. It's a stupid name, whatever it is.
Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo. That's it. That's Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, gosh.
It's just stupid. It, you know what that makes me think of? Is Hanna-Barbera cartoons. That's what I picture. Hey, Boo Boo. Hey. You know, that's what I picture. I'm picturing Yogi Bear. But
Yeah, it's
Anderson Cooper is, I mean, not chin deep, not eyebrow deep. He is completely submerged underneath that world. And he's presenting news, so-called news, to people. It's not filtered by Democrats. It's not filtered by the left. It's filtered by pure demonic, occultic raising. And,
he himself... He's a CIA-trained guy.
Yeah.
Internships during the summer is how he sells it.
Yeah.
But he well-lectured into Operation Mockingbird, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Which, again, another verified thing you can find. I mean, it's open out there. Operation Mockingbird, CIA, early operation. CIA deeply infiltrated into the mainstream media, has been for decades. And I mean, literally CIA agents working within the mainstream media. At first, we were told in order to make sure that nothing secretive, nothing that, you know, was being revealed in the news. In reality, it's controlling the news. It's developing the news. And we now know within the last few years, literally writing the news and telling us this is what's happening. And I'll pick that moment to say, please, if you've never seen Wag the Dog, watch Wag the Dog.
Wow.
It's 90 minutes of red pilling, because you can't sit, if you can sit through the first half hour of that movie and not believe that the system runs everything, you're an idiot. Because, I mean, and the irony is, this is Robert De Niro, this is, you know,
Dustin Hoffman,
you know, it's these folks that have been brought out and exposed for all of this stuff in the first place, but they're making a movie that literally, and it goes back to what we've said before, it literally is in your face truth, but because you're watching it on the screen, you're going to have a sense of deniability that it's not real, it's Hollywood, but it's real.
Yeah.
Fake wars.
That movie was
fake,
was
concepts,
a huge,
fake like, history. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It corroborated so much of my quote-unquote research when that movie came out.
It's crazy.
I was like, I can't believe they're making a movie about this.
I know. I mean, yeah, like I said, it's just right in your face. It's right there.
Yeah.
And ironically enough, most of these films are made or starred people who now are on that cutting block for all of this stuff. I mean, you're Robert Redford types. And, again, Dustin Hoffman was All the President's Men. So you got Watergate,
right?
You know, it's all of it. All of this stuff is there, and it cracks me up that we were told that the big conspiracy in American history has been Watergate.
Right.
Please, please.
JV team kind of stuff.
Oh, it is. Yeah, you need to pump those numbers up. Your numbers are way low. right.
How much you bench?
Yeah, exactly. So this is. This is craziness, and Watergate is absolutely nothing. Watergate is just another day in the offices of D.C.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, again, in your face, American-made. Tom Cruise, American-made. Came out, what, early this year, late last year?
I haven't seen that, yeah.
But you know what it is.
Suppository?
Oh, yeah, I know,
what it is about.
Yeah. I mean, this brings out what's behind the Iran-Contra and predates it. It brings out the Clintons. It brings out MENA, Arkansas. It connects all these things together, but it's done in the form of a film that is extremely entertaining, but it's real. And we're talking about...
Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, that's the magic of Hollywood. That's why Hollywood was created. That's why it's called the Hollywood. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a, mm-hmm. the spellcaster. Hollywood right. is the spellcaster.
And they were all stars.
The bells and whistles and the CGI and the beautiful people is the blonde on the stage that makes mm-hmm. while you are looking at the blonde assistant, the trick is performed. You don't see the sleight of hand, and before you know it, you've been tricked.
That's right.
And if you don't look at the blonde on the stage and you concentrate on the magician's hands, you can see the language, you can see the symbolism, you can see the trick. But because you are stunned by something else, you miss out. And that's Hollywood in essence right there. They create emotional moments and music and all of this so they can tell you the truth without you realizing you're being told the truth. So they can then later lie to you and say, stop it. That was a plot of a movie. Why would you think that's real?
That's right.
Right, plausible deniability, because as soon as a movie's out there, any crazy person such as me who comes to my family and say, this actually happened, like, no, it didn't. We saw a movie with Tom Cruise about that.
Right.
That's what you're saying. You're just telling me the plot of a movie.
Yeah, we are.
Anyhow.
We are. It's a moving picture. It's a moving picture of the reality of what goes
picture.
On. That's exactly what it is. And yes, in... Because Q is mainstream, because people are hearing about it on TV at this point, and they're hearing about these things, and there are probably people listening to this program or will listen to this program, they're going, wow, really? All of this? You have stepped into something that there's a reason why Q said you're in Wonderland. It looks pretty on the outside. It looks interesting. The deeper you get into it, the more you realize it's a world that you did not realize was there, but it's very real. It's very much there, and it is in your face, and there is no pretending anymore. And to quote Q at this point, it's the Oprah show. The things that are being exposed now is that you're going to jail, and you're going to jail, and you're all going to jail, and it's no longer puzzles. It's no longer mystery of a wonder who they're talking about. It's in your face. Okay, well, now that we've got the Vatican worked out, let's go into the pedophilia in industry at this point. And I'll leave it at industry because it's not just film. It's not just, it's fashion, it's music, it's everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so that's our next stage. And we're going to close in and we're going to zoom in on that stuff. And we're going to show you the connecting points of all these people. And we're going to show you their jewelry, and we're going to show you the people they hang out with, and we're going to show you what has happened with their families over the decades and who they've become. And we're going to name the names, and you're going to watch the front page fill up with these people. And we're going to talk about the Podestas, and we're no longer going to be this fringe thought or concept that we researched. In a way, and this is the funny thing, we're now seeing Q post the stuff that we were researching on the back end months ago.
Right.
See, I mean, the images of the pool, the images of the paintings, most of that is stuff that we ourselves have found, but Q did not provide the links to originally.
Right.
We've connected those dots. Well, now Q is going... Yes, all of this is true, and I'm going to verify that by posting it out there so that the world actually can see that the direction you were going in is exactly what you thought it was, and it's coming down.
And not to mention, don't you think they start scattering like roaches because they queue in on such an offense the last 3 days, especially today?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to react and do some dumb stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You can also bet on that, like... The unfortunate part is I think it will get worse before it gets better for the regular populace, if you will.
Right.
Because, you know, FFs will, they will be gearing up to do a few of those. And we know this. We know this from Q. We know this from our own research. And we know this from several years of FFs.
Now, for those of you that don't know what he's talking about when he's talking about FFs, those are false flags. And what those are is those are events that take place. And the only reason, I mean, Storm, what's funny about this is the only reason that I'm going back and I'm kind of doing a little tutorial in this is because we really are at the point now where we're having brand new people involved in listening to this kind of stuff.
Oh, I love it. You know, I just said I'm thinking on Instagram where if I mention false flag on the hashtag, I lose my post. I forget.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm about to say it.
I'm very careful about that at this point. But... but yeah, false flags are events that are intentionally created to distract you from something else. And like I said, a false flag, it's something that makes you, oh, look, squirrel, and you ignore something else. And the sad thing is, and this has been one of the hardest things for people to swallow, I think, is it usually ends up being something in which people get harmed or killed.
Yeah,
and these people really are getting harmed in most cases, and these people really are getting killed in most cases.
Right.
And so, yes, innocent people are being killed in order to distract you from the larger picture of something else that's going on.
A good example of that I can think of is recently after the State of the Union address, there was that train crash.
Yes,
and to me that one. Ridiculously obvious. The next day, every single person that was on board that Amtrak was like senior leadership or under in the Republican Party from the House of Representatives.
That's right.
And it just so happens that there's this like weird thing with the crossing off the Met truck happened away, and we don't know how all this happened. That one wasn't so much to distract what was going on, but more to send a message. Trump and everybody else involved that we can still do that stuff. We can still reach out there and touch you. You guys better, you know, you're not playing nice. And so neither will we. But that one, just for anybody who's kind of curious, when stuff like that happens, typically the best thing to do is to look the opposite direction.
You know, that's right. It's projection.
Like, the metaphor that Storm just used. You're watching the assistant or you're watching all the smoke and mirrors and you're not watching the magician's hand. Actually, when he pulls the rabbit out of the hat, you're shocked. But
that's right.
he had already put it in there, and you just weren't paying it.
Hitchcock used to refer to those as MacGuffins, and he would intentionally put things in his films that would lead you down a certain path of belief in what was happening in his film that literally would lead you nowhere. And the intention was to get your attention completely off of the reality of where he was about to present you. And he did it brilliantly, but again, that's film, right? It's Hollywood in another perspective. But yes, that is exactly what they have been doing to us. And every single time you see some weird something come up, ask yourself, what is it that really is about to be revealed? And it's what 99 out of 100 times, it's exactly what's happening. Some major other something is going on like right now. I mean, like the fact they're ignoring the Catholic diocese stuff. And they're focusing on, did Trump say or did he not say the N-word at one time, at any point in his life?
I know, exactly. I mean, that is the thing that the news is ridiculous, right?
You know, forget about the fact that kids are being hung up in places and things are happening to human beings all over the place. Forget that. Let's ask, did the president use a naughty word?
Because that's a matter of national security, for
that's
sure.
Right. That's right.
Because if you say that word,
that's right.
My goodness.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's exactly. And that's the part that frustrates me when talking to people who still look for CNN and MSNBC and what have you for guidance.
Yeah.
Is, do you understand that when you sit there for 1 hour, they're going to tell you nothing? They're going to tell you nothing of importance, nothing. Not a single thing that happened on the day of importance to this country, to its citizens, to the world. It's going to be revealed there. They're going to talk about, did he say or not say the N-word? Did he pay or not pay Stormy Daniels? Did he say this on tape or not? It's ridiculous. It's so obvious. I think the biggest gift that Trump has ever given all of us, beyond everything that he's doing for the economy and the country itself, is the fact that the media is getting exposed to a level that's never been exposed before.
Oh yeah.
We can now see that. We can now see the tail wagging the dog. We can now see the sleight of hand. If we just pay attention for 5 minutes, anybody can look at one day's worth of news and say, it's no longer news.
That's right. Well, and somebody asked me today, you know, you don't watch Fox, do you? Or it was the other day, and I said, well, I mean, I watch all kinds of stuff, but I mean, I really don't watch the news that much. I research the news. And they kind of laughed at right. that. They kind of laughed at it like well, that's, you know, you could tell the idea probably behind their mind was, this guy's crazy. What do you mean he researches the news? But, I mean, that really is kind of it. I mean, that is what it is. I mean, I hear something, and I go look at multiple sources for things. I try to dig into it. I'll read the article, or I'll go and look at their sources, and I'll see if I'm finding the same thing they're finding. And so, yeah, that is exactly what I do. I don't turn on the news and get told what's going on in the world today. I just don't. Right. I did a year ago. I don't now.
That makes me think of that AP article talking about a couple days ago.
Right?
Where they're like, Peter Stroke, a former FBI agent, was fired for sending a few text messages to a colleague.
To a colleague.
It's like, no, he didn't send a few text messages. He sent several thousand text messages, and his colleague that they're referring to was actually his mistress.
Right.
And he had already made up his mind in some of those text messages that he sent her before he ever interviewed anybody during the investigation into Donald Trump in the first place.
That he was like, leading, not just participating in. Yes. Yeah.
Right. And he implicates himself in several crimes
right.
within those text messages.
That's right.
He talks
about the AP. But the AP, who is supposed to be the unbiased provider of news to most of the other news outlets, presented it that way.
The gold standard in journalism.
That's right.
It's what they used
well,
to
Well, today, do, right? Today, guys, Brennan's clearance is being revoked.
Right.
Because he sent a few anti-Trump tweets.
That's right.
And said some anti-Trump things on TV. That's the reason he's getting his clearance revoked. It's not because he's monetized his clearance. Not because he's weaponizing his clearance. It's simply because he said some anti-Trump tweets. That's how they're selling.
That's how they're selling it, exactly. And
yeah.
the forgetting the fact that once you're not in a position, you don't need the keys to the building anymore.
Right.
Right? You don't need to have high-level clearance in a business you no longer work for. And people don't understand that.
You become a new source.
Well, yeah. Right?
And that's the thing about Operation Mockingbird. All these sources, when they say sources say, what they mean is the CIA, which is a source, has told us to say this.
That's right.
That's Operation Mockingbird in a nutshell right there.
Which, again, goes back to people like Scott Adams, who says, we have sources who you will never have access to.
Right.
Okay? Which right there tells you, if you're never going to know who that source is, you can't trust that source.
100.
See, folks, when somebody tells you, trust me, I know because I know someone, do you buy that information? If you don't buy it from your friend or your neighbor or your family member when they say that, why in the world would you buy it from the mainstream media? Why would you buy it from the politicians? There are people that are believing these folks more than they're believing their own family.
Right.
They have no vested interest in you. Nothing. Except they manipulating you into ignoring the things that they do and the lives that they lead and the people that get harmed in the process.
I actually think that's one of the reasons why the MSM was so butthurt when we elected Donald Trump, because they told us not to. for a year and a half.
Right.
And we said, nah, we're going to go ahead and vote for him.
Right.
It's true.
It is true.
Patrick, and even Hillary, right?
Yeah.
The number one thing that these whining babies are about right now is that on top of everything else, on top of not being able to do their corruption willy-nilly and freely as they were before, is the fact that for the first time in a long time, their spell did not work. And they do not understand why it did not work.
Why am I having an image of somebody from Harry Potter shaking their wand because it's not working?
Yeah, it's like, why?
Right?
Like, the battery, why not?
It's Leviosa.
Yeah. That's what it is. Like, they're looking at the remote and they're slapping it and they're pressing the button again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the robots are no longer being robots.
That's right.
They can't control us anymore.
And the sad thing is they provided it. A lot of these people who are so frustrated with us right now, they're to blame for this because they provided us this little thing called the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
They're the ones that opened it up for us. They just didn't expect us to be so good at using it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
The spell casting. I'm saying that they miscalculated it. How much Kool-Aid we were drinking.
Yeah.
That's what I think was the only miscalculation there was. They thought that we were more brain dead than we actually were as a people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just like the polls were bad in 2016. In fact, the polls were so bad, Hillary herself was being lied to, too. Because the more I've read over that time period, even Bill was trying to tell her, these polls are wrong. This is not going the way you want it to. You need to do this and this and this. And she shut him down.
Well, she's pretty sociopathic.
She is, but the people around her were telling her false information too, I think. I think they were helping. I think she didn't want to see it that way. And so they wouldn't reveal to her what the true figures were either. So it's... don't want to see reality. They don't want to see reality. Just like we need to turn everybody transgender. Well, but, what happens when you try to have another generation of people?
We'll clone them.
Crap. Yeah, that's what we're going
to...
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll come up with another system. We'll get everybody to buy into the need for you to learn about your ancestry. So we'll get everybody to purchase these kits, and they will send parts of their DNA to us, and we will send back to them something telling them what their roots are. But in the meantime, we have a copy of their DNA.
Right.
Oh, man. Now, that's a whole show.
Yeah, it is. And there are people that are on Fox that have been Fox in the last few days that have done that very thing. Even Fox. Even people on Fox have done it.
Don't what?
One of the DNA ones. They did the Ancestry.com one, I think. And because one of the folks on there wanted to check her history, and they came on and they reported her father's history, and they reported her history, and they brought up documentations of early family members and what her percentages are on things and all this. And I'm thinking, it sounds cool, but I'm kind of with my dad. Why the hell do we need to know that? Do I really need to know that 300 years ago, I had a family member that wore wooden shoes or whatever? Who cares? Does that change my life? Does it make my walking around during the day different? Does it make my poop stink less? It doesn't do anything for me. I don't give a rip. It doesn't change who I am.
Well, and it's interesting, right? Because if you juxtapose that to politically, the liberal politics of identity politics and cultural Marxism, Candace Owens talks about that all the time about the black community.
Right.
She's like, liberals wants to tie us to our past. And conservatives, black conservatives, we want to look towards the future.
Right. But they also want to tie you to a past that didn't necessarily exist either.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But,
yeah.
But that's the same thing with what you are saying, what your dad is saying, and what... 23andMe and whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why do I care what my point percentage of Lebanese is versus right. Brazilian versus African right. versus whatever.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I know about three generations of my family, what they are, and it doesn't matter what they did 300 years ago because I care more about my kids. So I care about the future. I care about what the next 100 years is going to be, how this country is going to work in the next 100 years.
But aren't we supposed to care about Elizabeth Warren? Aren't we supposed to care about Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
Even though Pelosi came out and admitted that this other woman was going to be the first Native American D.C. politician. Yeah.
Every now and again, they slip up and tell us.
That's right. Well, like the two cases that we have, at least two cases we have, of Barry calling his wife Michael. Okay.
Now it's Michael.
It's one thing. Okay. It really is. I mean, and if you've got more than one kid, you completely understand that there are times when you forget their names. Okay.
I mean, you're just like
you, that one, you know, and you for some reason you have a brain freeze. But I've never once called a significant person in my life the male version of their name. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't call my father-in-law Donna when his name was Don. So that one just doesn't work. I mean, forgetting a name for a second, you know, tripping over it, that's one thing. But yeah, to just come right out and say Michael.
All these unscripted moments in his life, it shows him like he was a great actor because every time he doesn't have a script to read,
yeah,
it just fails so miserably.
Yeah, he did not do a good job with the teleprompter. He did not. But then neither did George W.
Right. No, but all these guys, politicians are not very different than actors.
Fool me once. Fool me. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is why I love Trump.
That's right.
And is why he's saying it's easy to act presidential. It's difficult to do what I do. It's difficult to stand your ground and speak the truth and just take the slinging arrows of the media and everybody else. Because you're not being presidential. Being presidential is easy. We've had presidential for 40 years. I mean, Jimmy Carter was presidential.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We have presidential. Presidential is a script in front of you and you act all great. And then when you don't have a script, you call your wife Michael.
That's
you
right.
think the United States has 58 states. and you mention that you were born in Kenya when in Kenya.
Right.
I was the first American president who was from Kenya.
That's right.
Yep. His words, not
you
mine.
You can't deny it. And that's not ancient. That's present. That's within the last 2 months.
That happened. Yeah, yeah. That just happened.
Yeah, and we've like, all dude, got that video. I've got the entire stinking speech, man.
I got that video, man.
Yeah, I've got
like,
it.
What did you say?
The look on his face.
Oh,
after
man.
He said that, the look on his face was like, "Uh-oh, I screwed there. That one."
Up. Can't backpedal that one. Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah. And I'm getting more and more images of the turkey in the Pixar cartoon with Chicken Little, where he's got the little cards that they flip through there. It's that world. It's all scripted. It's all staged. And I remember the day when we used to make fun of presidents that were former actors.
Right.
And now what they want are presidents that were actors. That's what they want now. And they don't have that with Trump. Now, they try to make fun of him because he was a TV star. Well, he was a TV star in a reality program. He didn't he wasn't a member of Eight Is Enough. He was on a show where he was building a business. Okay. Now, granted, he had you know Gene Simmons on there, but what's his name, Gary Busey, but still, you know. But he wasn't trying to run for president with them as on his cabinet either. So there's a difference. Okay, we have really run over tonight, but it's been good. It's been good. we got a new life,
it's
you know.
It's the one thing because I mentioned Bill Cooper on yes. Monday off the air. Right?
Yes.
The
yes.
one thing that Bill Cooper said that stuck with me, I even have that published on my IG account. He mm-hmm. said, the only way we can ever break the system is to stop electing people who look good on TV, who look presidential, and actually elect a man of the people that have never been to Washington, that were not of Washington, to then take this country in a different direction.
That's
and
right.
he described Donald Trump to a T.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
And that's it. We have that guy right now.
And there are some that are convinced that Admiral Rogers may have sought out Trump for this position. That was a rumor early on, and it may explain why when he resigned, he says, you know, it's time for me to resign because my job is done. He had gotten the person in an office that he felt needed to be up there to help clean out the things that he knew were there.
Right.
So there's a long history of these things, and there's. For those that are just now approaching this Q thing, just know there's not a violent, vengeful part of any of the process in Q. If you see anybody associating themselves with Q in a violent way, that is not somebody who's truly associating with Q. And everything within Q is intended for you to do the research, you to do the final findings, for you yourself to see where things are coming from and where they're going. And the intention is to purify us back to a state of being able to be useful again in society and not just accepting what goes on around us. And there's not a part of that. I mean, I love that letter that was posted by apparently somebody in Hollywood, but they were on The Chan. And they posted this anonymous letter making their comments about, you know, mainstream media, if you really, honestly, you've got your opportunity now to switch sides, to take the side of the good people, and to be on the winning side of us recovering our morals, recovering our ability to be meaningful again. But they're rapidly proving that they don't want to be anything remotely associated with that. And
well,
for those that don't
is,
know...
Right?
Do what?
Q said that today, right? Q said that today or yesterday. The whole idea is centered around bringing power back to the people.
Oh, yeah.
Remind us that we elect officials to represent us, to work for us,
That's
not
right.
to dictate how the world is going to go according to their wishes, but how they will govern according to ours.
That's right. We know the vast majority of the people out there are moral people. Yeah, I'm not saying sinless,
right.
I'm saying moral. We know the majority of the people are moral people, and that's around the planet. We know the majority of the people believe that there are certain rights that you should have, certain freedoms that you should have, just because you are a human being. Not because of your color of your skin or where you live on the map. That just because you are a living human being, there are certain rights that you should have. And they are not the right to tell people what gender you are, and things like that. That is not that, okay? You can be whatever you want to be, but that's not a God-given right that everybody else has to establish. But there are freedoms, there are liberties, there are things that are out there that go far beyond any particular nation. And Q, and particularly the Trump administration, is fighting very hard, along with, I would say probably at this point, 3/4, if not an entire billion people, of human beings around the planet that are all in full support of that very concept. And you are experiencing, I mean, we talk about things, you know, you're experiencing a piece of history. I think you're experiencing a piece of history as far as American history is concerned that is second only to the American Revolution itself and the creation of the United States.
Right.
You really are. And this time, and we've said this before, but this time it is not an American revolution. It is a world revolution. And it's not a violent one. It's not about picking up guns, you know, and attacking countries and those kind of things. It's a totally different concept. It's about recovering the morality and the ethics and the God-given rights of society as human beings. So it's serious, it's real, and the fact that if you're hearing your neighbors or seeing people wearing Q or you're seeing on the news things of that nature, hello, we're here. And for those of us that have been doing this for 9-10 months, we're not laughing at you. We're extremely happy to have you be awake in all of this, because we've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, we're glad you're joining the party.
That's right, because and you know, it's not joining the dark side because we have cookies. It is just the opposite of that. It's like, oh, you're this is going to be so fun. You're going to so enjoy this because we've got a lot of good news. And yeah, and you're on the winning side by doing this, because we already know that. We do. We already know that. And so now the homework for people, because of the latest cue, is to look up Tony Podesta, or to look up Podesta art, and look up trips to Rome, and don't do it with a small children around. Be careful of that, but you are going to find disturbing stuff, and you're going to find real stuff. And if you really, if that's not doing enough for you, just look up the diocese report, because that one will. But either one of those events right there will reveal to you exactly what we're fighting. And they're all part of the same team. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, just for a sec. Will you spell out the diocese report, because it doesn't look the way that it sounds, and if you've never heard it...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Spell it out as in literally spell out the word?
Yeah, literally.
Right. Yeah, diocese is spelled D-I-O-C-E-S-E. So, D-I-O-C-E-S-E. Diocese report. And that should be enough. And there is, and I cannot remember, I apologize, I cannot remember the specific TV station back east, but there's a particular one that has the entire document. Now, by entire, I mean not the 880-something page. It has the 1,300-something page document on their site. And because you want to get the response as well, I would imagine. You want to hear both sides of the story, right? Well, both sides are listed in the 1,300-something and change document. It's like 27 meg, I think. It's in the PDF, but it's huge. But just be prepared. It's not for the it's not for the faint-hearted. It's really not. But I would suggest, honestly, stick with sites like patriotsfight.com as far as looking up Q things. Because we have the Q posts are linked into there, so you don't have to look for some other location to find them. But I would highly suggest that you don't try to go out to 4chan or 8chan and those kind of places out there. They are riddled with people that, they're riddled with content that have absolutely nothing to do with the purity of what we've been talking about tonight. But they also do not have your best intentions in mind, and they will attack you. And by attack you, I mean seriously, they will attack you. It's not a friendly environment. And so just stay away from that. Stick to the addresses that you've been told. Do what?
You got to have pretty thick skin to venture in.
You really do. I mean, it's almost kind of a version of the dark web with some of the content that's there. And I've been in the dark web, but they're not looking a whole lot different right now. So you don't want that. And you're going to get a lot of misinformation. A lot of misinformation. Because they're going to interpret stuff and tell you things that are in Q that aren't in Q. They're just flat out not in Q. But keep tuning in here as well. Keep tuning in to our media folks. Patriots Fight also on Instagram. Really need to get everybody's addresses updated, because we've got, you know, like tonight you've been listening to Patrick Henry and We the Storm, and a couple of times Image of the Invisible has popped in, and you've heard her. There are a whole number of more of us. We've got folks on different continents that are involved in all this, and we're trying our best to give you information that we ourselves have verified as much as we possibly can, and others. But this is, you know, you kind of have to interpret some of this on your own. But we're here as best as we can be. Okay. So for tonight, we have run longer. It's a good program now. It's important. All this content is important that we're doing. And we didn't even cover half of just what Q has posted tonight. We'll get there. Maybe we'll have... Well, I'm not praying for a short night, but maybe we'll have a different night Friday night. So we'll be back on Friday night. This, of course, will be available here on PatriotsFight.com, and I'm seeing a whole lot more people that are downloading these at this point. So that tells me you're going back in, you're digesting this stuff, or maybe you're passing it on to other people, and that's what we want. That's the whole key behind all of this. So, for tonight, I thank my team of folks, and I present to you out there the same thing I always say: love on your family, pray for your neighbors, and until the next time, good night and God bless.